I see bacon and eggs and hot biscuits. That was our morning fare. And then our food, in the summertime, we had fresh vegetables because we grew them, as they were in season. You had string beans and peas and pole beans and a salad. You know what salad is?
Well, that's
your greens, like turnip greens or your greens. We call it a salad, S-A-L-A-T.
Yes, do all greens, might all greens be called salad?
All greens would be called a salad.
Not just turnip?
Not just your turnip salad or mustard salad, but it was all referred to as a salad. And then during the winter months, we had dried fruit and dried beans. The peas or beans, whatever we grew, we gathered the dried ones for winter.
Would they dry on the bush?
They would dry on the bush, and you gather them, and then you shell them. And we still, all of our meat was pork. We rarely had beef. It was a very rare occasion when we had beefsteak for supper. Somebody had been to town on Saturday afternoon, and somebody was selling a side of beef, you know, and you get a beefsteak. But there was no refrigeration, so you had no way to keep those things. You had all your meat was cured meat, except at hog killing time. And then you had fresh pork. You had the first loin steaks, which were the caviar of meat. And then you had your first sausages. And then they made a souse meat that was made out of scraps, all boiled down. I don't really know how it was made, but it was delicious. Molded into and then sliced.
Would that be the same as hogshead cheese?
Hogshead cheese, mm-hmm. But we called it souse. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, when you butchered, told me the other day you never butchered, you always
killed hogs.
Killed hogs. Would you have a name for things, the organs that you take?
Well, they were called pretty much what they were. Now, the hog's head and snout, that was all boiled and, I mean, scraped down and cleaned, and that was boiled as a whole hog's head, you know. It was not uncommon to have a boiled hog's head for supper. And didn't go into souse, but I've seen the head boiled and of the smaller ones and put on the table, and then parts of it was used in souse. And then the fat was all taken out of the inside to make lard. It was boiled into your lard, and then the heavy fat that would be on your hams or shoulders was also trimmed. When they trimmed the meat out, they called it. The fat was all, some fat went into your sausage, but all of your heavy fat, rich fat, went into cooking down for lard. And then the intestines were called chitlins.
Did you eat
those? And no, not at our house. Mm. But people did eat them in this area, and they were cleaned and washed and turned inside out, and then they fried those in a batter. I think they might have been boiled, and then they were dipped in a batter and then fried. I know they were fried in a batter.
Did you ever stuff sausage into the intestines?
No, we made sacks that we stuffed ours into, sausage sacks. And we had a sausage stuffer, you know, and it would just pack it in there very hard, very firm.
Did you ever hear of blood sausage or blood pudding?